Welcome children to the fourth and last module of practical geometry. In the previous module, we have learned the congruence criterion to construct a triangle with the given data. Let us know how to draw a triangle with the other two criterion, that is ASA criterion and RHS criterion. In this ASA criterion, S is called the included side, where the two angles are given, the in between the side is called included side. Now, construction of a triangle, when the measure of two of its angles and the length of the third side, the length of the side included between them is given. Now, construct triangle XYZ. If it is given that XY is equal to 6 cm, measure of angle ZXY is equal to 30 degrees, and measure of angle XYZ is equal to 100 degrees. Now here, angle ZXY is equal to 30 degrees, where we have to use the compasses because it is multiple of 15 degrees. Now, draw a rough sketch as usual. With 30 degrees is the acute angle and 100 degrees is the obtuse angle. So accordingly, we will draw a rough sketch and draw XY of length 6 cm on the line, and at X, draw a ray XP making an angle of 30 degrees with the compasses. Now, where Z must be somewhere on the ray XP. At Y, draw a ray YQ making an angle of 100 degrees with YX. Z must be on the ray YQ also. Z has to lie on both the rays XP and YQ. So, the point of intersection of the two rays is Z. Now, after joining this XZ, we will get the required triangle using ASA criterion. Similarly, if two angles and not the included side are given, then we have to find out the third angle using the angle-sum property of the triangle. So, we will get the included side if the third angle is already calculated using this angle-sum property. Then we can say that property is AAS property, that is called third angle property. Okay, we have found out the third angle if two angles are given using angle-sum property. Next, if the construction of a right angle triangle, when the length of one of the lengths and its hypotenuse are given, this is called RHS criterion, in which, suppose for example, construct triangle LMN, right angle at M, given that LN is equal to 5 cm, MN is equal to 3 cm. For which, first of all, in the first step, we have to have the customary thing that we have to construct a rough triangle with the given data. Draw MN of length 3 cm. At M, draw MX perpendicular to MN. So, L should be somewhere else on this perpendicular. With N as the center, draw an arc of radius 5 cm. Then L must be on this arc since it is a distance of 5 cm from N. Now, L has to be on the perpendicular line MX as well as on the arc drawn with the center N. Therefore, L is the meeting point of these two. Therefore, this is the required triangle LMN, okay, which is right angle triangle. So, this is the end of module 4 of practical geometry. So far, we have learnt how to draw parallel lines to the given line, parallel line to the given parallel lines, okay, to the given line, the from the point not lying on the line and lying on the line. And we have seen the construction of a triangle using the properties of triangle and the congruence of triangles uniquely. Thank you one and all.